The head of the Chinese state-owned aluminium producer Chinalco says he's closely monitoring the Chinese government's investigation into the alleged theft of state secrets by Rio Tinto employees. Xiong Weiping was speaking at a conference in Beijing organised by the Australia-China Business Council. Chinalco is Rio's single biggest shareholder. There were angry words when Rio dumped a plan for Chinalco to double its stake in favour of an iron ore merger with BHP Billiton. The case has highlighted the problems of corruption in China and the perception that it's necessary for foreign companies to pay bribes to do business. More from finance reporter Sue Lannan.
Chinese leaders have been trying to crack down on corruption for years, but the mountains are high and the emperor is far away. Transparency International says companies from emerging economic giants like China are perceived to routinely pay bribes. Michael Ahrens is the head of Transparency International Australia. He says China has made some improvements, but it still has to do more.
We think that the central government wants to send a very clear warning to top officials that they do this, engage in bribery at their peril. That's very difficult, of course, to do that amongst all the whole breadth of China, especially with the very tight relationships that exist between private sector and some of these officials and the necessity to have good relationships with officialdom.
One of the problems is the way foreign companies view China. There have been high-profile cases involving bribery of Chinese officials or companies, including IBM and allegedly Germany's Siemens. Michael Ahrens says foreign companies need to clean up their act.
I think that they're becoming much more wary. Speaking pragmatically now, it is possible to do business in China without paying bribes. And some very large companies are doing that. Certainly a risk that companies need to face up to, and they need to have very strong programs in place to train their executives how to resist the pressures to pay bribes.
Bruce McLaughlin runs Synergy Consulting, which advises companies who want to do business in China. He says he knows of many cases where foreign companies have paid bribes.
You know, it's good to have a way in, and it's certainly good to have somebody who knows how things work. But to rely on connections or to rely on bribery to get something that you should be able to get anyway is pretty much a path to disaster these days. It makes far more sense to understand the rules, know who to approach, and do everything by the book, because otherwise you'll find that it comes back to bite you.
Bruce McLaughlin says bribes can work against a foreign company, and they're not necessary.
We had an issue recently where a client essentially wanted a free holiday. The client was dealing with local government. A local official essentially wanted a free holiday in Europe. By saying, we need to go through the procedures and we'll check with the level above you, with the municipal government, but we see no problem with this in principle. It meant that we could be polite but make it clear to him that it wasn't going to happen, and that if he pushed the issue, we would go over his head.
Rio Tinto has strongly denied allegations that it bribed Chinese steel mills and says it stands by its detained employees. Beijing-backed Chinalco is Rio's single biggest shareholder, and its president, Xiong Weiping, says he's closely monitoring the case. He's told an investment conference in Beijing that Chinalco is looking at mining assets in Western Australia. The conference was organised by the Australia-China Business Council and was also attended by WA Premier Colin Barnett. The president of the WA branch, Duncan Calder, is also there. He thinks the Rio case has not dampened China's hunger for Australian resources.
There would no doubt be a few instances of people feeling that. You know, the pattern of investment from China into Australia is really emerging. We don't have a clearly established model of cooperation and engagement, and therefore whenever there is any hiccups, that can create some doubts and some uncertainty in certain companies, but generally feel the attendees at this seminar was very positive about the opportunities for China and Australia to cooperate on investments.
Do you think the Rio Tinto case and also the stalled negotiations over iron ore prices, has that hurt Rio Tinto's image?
I think it's probably too early to say. We don't know the facts of the case, so it's difficult to comment until more facts emerge.
Duncan Calder from the Australia-China Business Council, ending that report by Sue Lannan.